Today, I'll introduce you to an American war hero, a man who had a great hand in this country's independence. However, you'll probably be surprised by his name, for we all know him for something else. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
If you're called a Benedict Arnold, someone is most likely claiming you're a traitor. Say that name early in the Revolutionary War, and it had a far different meaning.
He is one of the greatest American war heroes. He even stages a naval battle, and we don't even have a navy. His men have to actually build their vessels, and he holds the Brits off coming south down Lake Champlain.
Char Weigel at the Historical Society of Tarrytown in Sleepy Hollow, New York, says Benedict Arnold's greatest achievement came when Ben Franklin needed him most.
Ben Franklin is over in Paris, and he's trying to get the French to come in on our side. And the French are interested, but they say, look, it's completely not going to happen. No colony has ever severed itself from the Brits. They're so powerful. And by the way, you're losing every battle that you fight in.
In the fall of 1777, Benedict Arnold's commanding officer, General Horatio Gates, was facing the British at Saratoga. Arnold was furious that Gates didn't lead the troops against the Redcoats.
Arnold has a huge and very visible fight with Gates. Get out there. These men need leadership. We've been weeks in this battle. You have to get down the battlefield.
Arnold decided to take action on his own.
He jumps on a horse, gets out on the battlefield, rallies the men, and leads them to victory. And it's a massive victory because the opponent there is a kind of rock star British general. His name is Gentleman Johnny Burgoyne. When the news gets to Ben Franklin in Paris, Franklin goes to the French and says, look what we did. We defeated him, and the French come in as our ally.
But of course, Arnold's story changed by the end of the war. So why did he turn traitor? The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Tarrytown, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.